shot in front of the net, the shot right on, and Omar making the save there on Laterra. And on the center, Eichel cutting in on goal, he shoots, it's goal! Don't give that man that much room! 1-0 Buffalo! Ristolainen and wheels it back in the other direction. Pilot takes a shot, he scores!
Quick thing on the world of hockey. So, hey, the Blues are terrible. And Jeremy Rutherford, who covers the Blues for The Athletic in St. Louis, just tweeted out a bunch of quotes from St. Louis Blues players. Vladimir Tarasenko, quote, "I apologize to all our fans. We can't play at home like this. I don't know how to fix it." Alex Steen, "Right now we're not committed enough to what we want to accomplish." And Braden Schenn? Luke Schenn. Which Schenn is
Braden.
This? Braden Schenn.
Yep.
"We're a fragile group. It comes with losing."
And they're talking about trading Alex Pietrangelo, who's arguably their best player.
All right, let's make a phone call on that.
Hello, Blues.
I would definitely,
ooh,
but...
Speaking of which...
You want your pick back?
Speaking of which, the Ducks extended Bob Murray.
Couple more years, yeah.
Yeah. 2 more years for Bob Murray.
They're playing better.
Good. Pierre LeBrun said that Murray wants to turn his NHL roster a bit with more youth over the next year or two, and the two-year extension gives him that opportunity. And I would just like to say that Brandon Montour is not getting any younger. You know? He is...
You love him.
He is getting a little old. He's 24, I think.
Wow.
And, you know, Bob, you're just going to... I think he's about...
He's a diminishing asset, is what you're
saying. He's riding off into the sunset soon. I think you should get the Sabres a little bit of Brandon Montour. He's not getting any younger. You can't.
No,
you can't.
No, I can't
that.
Deny
he
that.
Not
if he
getting.
Is, that would be quite the accomplishment. If he is, by the way, the it is Bills Football Monday. We're taking your calls on that 803-0550, 888-552-550. But we also wanted to get an update on hockey. Sabres didn't practice yesterday. Had a little bit of a team meeting, try and air some concerns and find out how to get out of this losing streak of theirs. They'll be hosting the Kings tomorrow night, and we are joined by Dan Dunleavy on our Western Hotline. What do you say there, Mr. Dunleavy? How you doing?
Well, I tell you what, it's the first time, just to paint a picture for you, my mobile service being what it is these days, I'm actually locked in the bathroom to do this interview so I can get a phone signal. So I think I need a new phone provider.
You know, you and I are in the same boat. It's funny. I think my phone is dying. I have noticed in recent days that if I'm upstairs in the bedroom and the phone rings, nobody can hear me. Like, calls aren't going through. I have to walk downstairs. So
exactly. That's what I was downstairs, and I just thought, I think it's around now. I'm supposed to chat with you guys, but
yeah.
I'm not sure if you've tried to reach you. Anyway, that's probably enough detail that you need right now. But,
I hear you.
Yeah, so.
Tell
kind of where things have gone for the hockey team lately, too, is probably what you're suggesting, right? They need to clean up their act a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's give us your thoughts from the bird's eye view of the, you know, and in the 10-game streak, we knew breaks. They were getting breaks. They were playing one-goal games. They were getting some lucky bounces. So how worried should I be, I guess, is what I'm asking you.
Yeah, I don't know that worry is the word. I do think... there's obviously a call to, you know, attention to detail and not thinking that you're more than you were while that 10-game run was going on. And it's easy to get wrapped up in, certainly as a player, a coach, you know, trainers, everybody involved, broadcast, and fans, just to think that, okay, this thing has finally turned the corner. And it indeed has turned the corner. And I think when you go back to your laundry list at the beginning of the year, and specifically for the general manager and the coach and the players, the number one step on their list of things to do this year when you're trying to get yourself out of being a last-place team and not being involved in an NHL draft lottery is changing the way you approach your daily work habits. And that's coming to work with the right idea of putting in the right amount of work, both at practice and during game time, attention to detail, all the stuff that are words that fans are not enamored with, but the same as, you know, the three of us and we go to work. If you don't put your show prep time in before you do a show, then sometimes the show can go off the tracks. And if we don't do our prep before a broadcast, Rob doesn't know where I'm going or RJ doesn't know where Rob's going. And it just doesn't sound as good as it could. So at the end of the day, you know, I'm not sure what was said in this team meeting that, you know, you guys were talking about just before you brought me on. But I'm pretty sure just kind of being in situations where you try to get yourself or your team back on track in any manner is just reminders of things that that you just said, hey, we got some breaks and we had that 10-game streak, but we stuck with it. And we're not going to get breaks all the time, but we have to stick with it. We can't start peeling away on plays. We can't start taking a shift off. We can't do the little things which are basically called cheating the game if we want to continue to create opportunities to get those breaks. Because when you're winning goals by one game, you guys have seen it enough in the NHL. And teams like L.A. are all of a sudden winning hockey games. Toronto, after winning big, are going on the road and losing to Boston, who apparently have nobody in the lineup that should be able to score goals aside from Pasternak and Marchand. So it really is a portion of the schedule where teams are in a position where they can be tripped up by another team if they're not paying attention to all the little things they were doing right. So I'm pretty sure they just sat in a meeting. They reminded one another. They're a good hockey team. They reminded everybody about how far they still have to go, and they won't get there if guys start taking shifts off, if they have too long of shifts, all the little things that they can control, really.
I think a lot about Saturday is a little bit panic because it's a 5-game losing streak, but I didn't think they played terribly until it got away. And it kind of is a reminder that it's a what have you done for me lately league, and they all really are. You know, they could the Sabres can talk about how they have this ability to come from behind and they're resilient. Well, the one time they needed to tap into that was after that shorthanded goal. It's only 3-2. There's a lot of game left. And from there, they were toast. Like, they just went away. Philadelphia took over the game. It's almost as if that goal against kind of broke them in some way, which is something that they'd like to pride themselves on not having happen all that often.
Well, exactly. I think the key word that you mentioned there is that, you know, all that often, it hasn't happened. Now, if it becomes something that we see over the next string of games here, particularly when you look at the laundry list of opponents coming up this week for the next two games at home to L.A. and Arizona. Now, again, on any given night, to your point, with Philadelphia having one good period and the Sabres having not, you know, a good 20 minutes, it can get away from you. That's the bottom line in this league. So, you know, let's see what they do against L.A., a team they you know, this year you can say you should beat L.A. at home. You should beat Arizona at home. Yes, they could be a tough test. Yes, it might be a one-goal game, excuse me. But at the end of the day, if you want to prove you are who you are, these two next games at home during a nice kind of easy home stretch as far as number of games in days, this is where you prove to everybody, specifically yourselves in the room, that you're still on the right course. And so, you know, that being said, it's kind of, you know, early in the season, if you want, just past the quarter pole to say these are big games, but they really are. To be at home and this comfortable and have your fans behind you, you don't want to have that third period, to your point, become a second period like that in a row. You just want to come out and get off to that good start again. A lot of it has to do with health in your lineup, too. I think some of the depth on the back end is being tested a little bit. This is an interesting time to test Linus Ullmark, who I think we all agree has been very, very good this year. But if he's the guy getting the start, if Carter's unable to go this week, you know, Linus has to have perhaps a game where he steals you a hockey game, and he can do it. We've seen it. But these two games for me are pretty big for this hockey club before the schedule starts to get bunched up again, Certainly after the Christmas break.
And we were talking about that earlier, and Dan, it's mindset too. What the losing streak does is it screws with your mind. And, you know, when they're winning all those close games, you're thinking, wow, you know, well, they're going to beat this team. But you just don't, you know, you don't think about losses. They lose five straight, and I said to Jeremy, they better beat the Kings and the Coyotes, because if not, they could have a 9-game losing streak because they're playing Washington and Boston on Saturday and Sunday. I just start thinking about all negative things as opposed to it's okay, they'll beat these two teams, and then, you know, maybe they'll split the weekend series.
Yeah, and no, again, when we look big picture, you know, again, to your point, you're 100% right. Everyone gets wrapped up in the winning streak, and even Jack brought it up after the loss. He said, look, we have to remind ourselves we haven't accomplished anything. I don't really have to repeat what he said, but if anyone didn't hear it, he's just kind of putting that message out, and I'm sure they've said that in the meeting, and that, listen, that was a great run. That put us in a good position to maybe go through this now and find our way out of it, but you have to find your way out of it, as you mentioned, against teams like L.A. and Arizona when you're on your home ice. Before you do go into Boston, even though their lineup is depleted with injury, they took care of Toronto, who had one bad period with a 6-2 win on home ice. And then you're right, you go in and play Washington, and the Capitals have not slowed down one bit. So it could all of a sudden turn into that slide where you're thinking, uh-oh, now how do we get ourselves out of it? But at the end of the day, you know what, for me, guys, you take a look at you're both going to a lot of games, and you're watching players like Darlene, like Lawrence Pilot. You know, for me, two young guys are the newcomers to the lineup, playing the toughest position in the game, that have really impressed me, and I think of the future ahead for those two guys, and I think it's just absolutely fabulous. Guys like Skinner are not going to score at that pace for, we hope they would, but the reality is at some point teams are going to try to figure out how to box him out from away in front of the net. If your second and third lines don't chip in scoring, it puts it all on their shoulders, and that's a weight that, yes, they can handle, but every single game they're not going to come through for you. It just doesn't happen in this league. It's too tough to do it. So, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of bright spots still, but you're right. This is a little stretch here that this is all of a sudden, at least for me it is, it's a big week for these guys just to turn it around. If they get these two wins at home against teams you should beat, I think that everyone just kind of breathes that little sigh of relief and says, okay, those are games you should win. Now let's see you go through the next gauntlet, which is Boston, Washington, back-to-back.
And lastly, one of the other things, Dan, that certainly jumps off the page is the lack of secondary scoring. They're leaning, everything is all on the one line. And if you go look back at this five-game losing streak, the guys not named Skinner, Eichel, and Reinhart, the rest of the team has combined for two goals. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Yeah. The defensemen aren't scoring now. None of the other three forward lines are producing. The power play's gone cold, but they're leaning on three guys to carry the offense.
Well, on the pace at which the defense was chipping in and scoring goals, I mean, let's be real, where it was and where all of a sudden it was during that streak. I mean, we're all looking at each other thinking, this is unbelievable. This is great.
Right.
Again, the reality is, I'm not much of a numbers guy, but I just have seen enough hockey or any sport to know that at some point things are going to cool off. When you're that red hot, at some point it's going to cool off over an 82-game skid. So we're in that stretch right now where it's cooled off a little bit. And you're right, that's what hurts. When you're leaning on those three guys, the one top line, it's just too easy for the other teams to withstand. Even if, like the other day when Jack got his pair, I thought, wow, okay, the building's rocking. Jack's got two. In the back of my mind, I thought, well, this kid for sure is getting a second career hat trick against the Flyers because Philadelphia coming in wasn't that good. And then all of a sudden the Flyers creep back in and you're thinking, why is Philadelphia back in this game? And it's exactly the point you brought up. Nobody else was getting that next one. And it didn't, that momentum and the energy in the building didn't continue on. It certainly did from the work that Linus did with the saves he was making, and then Stolarz down the other end was matching him save for save. All of a sudden you're thinking, uh-oh. If Philly stays in it, their goaltender is actually playing as well as our goaltender. So, yeah, you need that secondary scoring to come in, and it just didn't happen. So
made a big save on Sherry. Point, Connor Sherry had the game on
Sherry,
on
that's
stick.
The
yeah.
one I was thinking of, the glove save. Yeah, that was a pretty save.
Yeah, that was, Anthony did a nice job on that save, and he's a good goaltender, and he's going to get a chance here with Philly. So, Connor Sherry for me, too, you bring him up. A really important piece in this team just with how hard he works and kind of the example he sets for that secondary scoring and just kind of showing guys that, look, even though, what's he at, 6 goals right now, I think, Connor? I don't have it in front of me. But, the point being, this is how hard you have to work to get 6 goals at this point in the season when you're not on the top line. And if you don't work this hard to get these opportunities that you just mentioned like you had against Philly, you're not going to get them at the end of the day. You're just not, because other teams are looking to match up against you for specific reasons. So they'll just have to find a way to play themselves out of it. And I really think the big thing is it's like any of us when we do our jobs. The minute we start trying too hard and stop relying on other people to help make us better is when we get more and more frustrated. And I think as a team, that's what they just have to do. They have to, have a good practice. They have to have good communication, all this stuff that we talk about all the time. But because hockey's a continuous game, you can play yourself out of it the next shift. You can let it weigh you down, or you can play yourself out of it the very next shift. Give yourself 40 seconds to get out there and do things the right way and get a bounce to go your way. But it really does come with the phrase of sticking to it. And it's so monotonous, and I get it, but it really is what they did on their winning streak. And they have to trust that everything that Phil and the coaching staff is telling them, it's the right thing. If they don't cheat it, then they'll put themselves in positions to win hockey games. But we've not seen them go on a run where they've won games by 3 goals, have we? I mean,
no.
That run that you mentioned, it's been a goal at a time, and it's been precarious, and it's been nervous, and it's been one heck of a fun ride. But at some point, you'd like to see them win a couple of games of 4-2 back-to-back, just to kind of feel that rhythm as well.
Mr. Dunleavy, thank you for giving us your time, as always, on the show, and good luck with your phone.
Gentlemen, I see every nook and cranny that needs to be cleaned in this bathroom now, so I thank you for your time.
Well, you got an off day, so.
I'm kind of.
Thank you, Dan.